Blog Talk Radio.
See me through, leaving that same
morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. So glad that you stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic. Before we start, let's have a few words of prayer. Gracious Father, we come this morning in the most humblest way we know how. We come giving you praise. We come giving you thanks for what you've done and what you're doing right now. Hold on a minute. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. Good morning, good morning. I was disconnected. But we are back. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for each and every person that's on the broadcast. Let it be something that will help each and every person that have tuned in today. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory and we give you the praise. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today our broadcast is talking about why do we get frustrated? And a lot of people go through that, how to deal with it today. Frustrate. You know, frustrate have many faces. You may feel baffled, counseled, crippled, defeated, disappointed, dissatisfied, intercept, neutralized, undetermined, or undermined, or inhibited. You know, frustrate, empties you, confuse you, undercut you, make you feel like you were so close yet so far away. You know, the Bible said that frustration are a part of living in this sinful world. And one of the biggest is the way sin and evil seem so often to frustrate good. But God offered us a bigger picture. A temporal obstruction that can be overcome not by eliminating them, but by the preserving through them. You know, a lot of you all that have been through that, you'll find that when you try to ignore how you feel about a particular situation or a person's behavior or anything, it can not only make you feel worse about it, but it can also cause you to feel frustrated. Your frustration are important because they indicate that you are being held back by limitation, habits, self-imposed barriers. You feel worried, in a hurry, and out of control when sometimes and some things is not going well. You are the reason why you are feeling frustrated, and only you can break free from this cycle. Keep in mind that before you will learn how to overcome your moments of frustration, you need to become aware of the early warning signs of frustration. The earlier you take control of your feeling of frustration, the better off you will be in the long run. And I went over to the Bible in Michael. It say, 6th chapter in the 15th verse, you will plant crops, but not harvest them. You will press your olive, but not get enough oil to anoint yourself. You will trample the grapes, but get no juice to make your wine. You know, sometimes we are frustrated when we work hard for something, but it doesn't happen. How many times have you been like that? You've worked so hard for something, but you don't see the fruit of your labor from it. You know, over in James 4 and 3, I read in the scripture, and even when you do X, you don't get it because your whole motive is wrong. You want only what will give you pleasure. You know, sometimes we are frustrated in our prayer, expecting certain answers that never come because we have the wrong motive. We fail to see how God is protecting us from what will hurt us. Now, I'm coming from Scripture. Let's turn over to Job's, the 10th chapter, the 13th to the 22nd verse. You can read it at your leisure, and I'll just break it down. Why then did you bring me out of my mother's womb? Why didn't you let me die at birth? Pain and suffering brings frustration. Psalms 94 and 3 says, how long, O Lord? How long will the wicked be allowed to gloat? We should be frustrated by the end, by the evil all around us. I'm going to turn over there for you that may not have your Bibles open to Psalms 94 and 3. Let's see what it's saying. I'm breaking it down for you to save on time. But let's turn to Psalms 94 and 3. And 94 and 3 says, Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? You asking God, how long this going to go on, Lord? I know what they're doing is not right. What they're saying is not right. But, Lord, how long? You figure you've been going through that for 10 years, 5 years, 6 years, 2 years. You saying, God, how long? How long? You know, we should be frustrated by the evil all around us. And I know you're saying, well, how am I to respond to frustration? Oh, but let's turn over to Proverbs. Chapter 21. Let's see what Proverbs 21 says. And we're going to read verse 2. And the word of God says, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord ponders the heart. You know, people may think they are doing what it's right, but the Lord examines the heart. Examine the source of our frustration. Help us know how to deal with it. There is a big difference between being frustrated in our quest to do good and being, frustration because we are not getting our way. Each must be dealt with differently. My. I know y'all hearing something different today that y'all hadn't heard before. Letting you know how to respond to it. How to deal with it. You know, I went over to Joshua. This was a process, you all. I had to go through looking for these chapters. We're going to go to Joshua 1 and see what it say. 1 and 9. And the word of God said, have not I commanded thee? This is what the word of God is saying. Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Here is the word is telling you, be not dismayed, for the Lord God is with you. No matter what you're going through, no matter how it seems, God is with you. He have never left you. He has not walked away. He is right there with you every step of the way. My. When you think about that, When you read it in the Word for yourself, that's why I take you to the chapter. That way you can read what it's saying for yourself. Don't just take Apostle Sadie's word. Read it for yourself. You know, the feeling of frustration comes when you are not satisfied with your needs, your desires, or wants through your own efforts and action. But frustration can also have some benefits and a positive impact on your life, because if you feel frustration, it means that you still have the motivation that you need to figure things out, and you are still trying to solve your problem and not abandon it. You know, the feeling of frustration can also help your imagination and sense, because when you are not happy about your circumstances, you still feel determined to get things done. And this helps you to wake up your sense and spot something you might have missed. How many of us have done that? You get more creative about the situation you are facing, and you turn into a problem solver. My, I know we all have been down that road. We all have touched on that base. You know, frustrate. You got to learn how to manage your frustration. When you try to manage your feeling of frustration, it is absolutely critical for you that you stay positive and proactive through this process. Do not fall in the trap of depression and feeling sorry for yourself. You know, so many people just give up, throw in the towel, go to feeling sorry for themselves. But go to the Word of God. See what God is telling you in every situation that you go through. You know, feeling sorry for yourself will deny you the opportunity to get thoughts and through this frustration with success. Instead, look for ways of how you can successfully manage your frustrations to make them work for you rather than against you. That means when you go to the Word, you can get what God wants you to know and say. But when we want to do it problem solving by ourselves without God in charge, we will fail every time. So that means we need to go to the Word of God for instruction. I'm going to give you three steps that will help to better manage your frustrations on a daily basis. First, notice the early sign. The first step, of course, is to identify the early sign and trigger of your frustration. What kind of feelings are coming up to you? Are there any goals you haven't accomplished, or a relationship you are not good at, skills you would like to learn, but you do not have the time to project that you have procrastination on it, a task that isn't getting done? Whatever it is, there feelings are the signal that you have expectation that you aren't meeting. That's sign number one. You know, we all have these kind of expectations, all of us. But we need to immediately begin to work through them and help ourselves to better manage the emotion of frustration. Step two. Focus on the important things. When you feel frustrated, it is absolutely important for you to take control on how and where you focus your mind. You can focus on the things that will help you to get through this problem with success. Or you can focus on things that will keep you frustrated and trapped in the problem. Focus on solutions that will help you to move forward. Focus on what is it that you want to achieve and have. Focusing on the important things and having clarified what you want will help you dig yourself out of the frustrating moments. You know, don't be ignorant or be discouraged because you have a source of strength and courage to see you through. You know, over in Exodus 17 and 4, you can read that at your leisure. And maybe for those that don't have a Bible that's listening in today, let me turn over that to that scripture because I don't want to mislead anyone. I want to come strictly based from the Word of God. And Exodus 17 and 4 said, "And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, What shall I do unto these people? They be almost ready to stone me." How many times you have come up against things and situations and people that you felt just like Moses? You know, Moses pleaded with the Lord, "What shall I do with these people?" He was asking the Lord, "What shall I do, Lord? I'm at my wit's end." And a lot of us in the situation and things we're going through, we ask God, "What should I do, Lord, with these people, with this circumstance, with this problem I'm having? What should I do?" I know a lot of you would have scratched your head, you would have got up from praying, and you say, "I'm giving it to you, Lord," and later in that day, in the course of a day, you say, "Well, God, something come back up to you. What should I do, Lord? You're going to have to solve this for me. I'm got to let it go and give it to you. Let go and let God, because I don't know how to handle this." And, you know, I went over to John, the 6th chapter. Let me turn to that for those that may not have their Bibles with them. Let me turn over to you because I want you to get this for yourself. That way you know what thus saith the Lord, what the Word is saying, and what he's saying to you in each situation that you're going through. I may go through. You may come up. You may not have this today. Before the week is out, you may come across this here in your life. So I'm helping you out in advance. Over in St. John, the 6th chapter, the 5th and the 7th verse say, "When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company coming unto him, he said unto him, Philip, which shall we buy bread that there may eat?" And verse 6 said, "And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do." Verse 7 said, "Philip answered him, 200 pence worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little." You know, here Philip, "Where can we buy bread," Philip was asking, "to feed all these people?" Recognizing that some of our problems don't have a human solution. Let me say that again. Some of the problems we're going through don't have a human solution. We must take them to God. Only he is able to handle some of those things. You know, some of those things we've been praying about, we've been going through, we're thinking we can do it. No, we can't do it on our own. We have to go to God on these things. And over in Ephesians, let me tell you what Ephesians is saying. The 6th chapter. Let's turn over there to the 6th chapter and the 4th verse. And the Word of God is saying, "Not with eye service, as men please us, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart." You know, don't make your children angry by the way you scold them. Be careful what you say when you are frustrated. Be careful. Because, you know, we have a tendency, that includes me, that's why I say we, have a tendency of saying things to people, our children, in a heat of anger and everything. And that's not what God said. We can't call those words back. We can go to God and ask him to forgive us, but those words have went out in the atmosphere. So we got to be careful of what we say when we are going through that frustration. You know, you say, well, does God ever cause frustration? Let's go back to Job, the fifth chapter. For those that don't have their Bibles, let's turn over there to see what Brother Job is saying on the fifth chapter of Job. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, God is good all the time, all the time. God is good. Let me turn on over there. Job, the fifth chapter and the second verse. Let me, 12th verse, I'm sorry. The word of God say, he disappointed the device of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. You know, here, he was frustrated. The plans of the crafty. My. Here, I'm going to give it step three. Learn how to handle frustration on a long term. Frustration is a part of your life. You may not get frustrated today, but sooner or later, some things won't go as you expected. You will experience the feeling of frustration, and that is the moment that you must prepare for. You know, frustration can be sometimes overwhelming. So find ways to relax. Ooh, we got somebody want to speak. Ooh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you come. You're not on the air, caller, area code 929. Go ahead. We can't hear you. Talk a little louder. We can't hear you. Raise your volume up on your phone so we can hear you. Huh? You just listening? Okay. Well, thank you for coming on. I was saying relax doesn't mean that you are ignoring your problem. Relaxation actually allow you to separate yourself from the frustration to clear your mind. Sometimes, you know, we some bombarded with so many things going on right now in the world, the news media, things in your family, things with your friends, things in the community, that you get to a point you feel like you're about to break. But just relax. Stay calm. Go to God in prayer. Let him lead you. You know, I thought about this topic today. Because right now, people are going through so much. They don't know which way to go. But the best way that I can tell them to go is straight to the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what promise you have, no matter what trouble you're coming through, whether it's on your job, in your home, whether it's in your community, you just don't understand, God, this going on, this is happening. What do I do next? This, you know, take it to God in prayer. Take it to God in prayer because he will lead, he will guide you on every situation that you're going through. Keep in mind that before you will learn how to overcome your moments of frustration, you need to become aware of the early warning sign. You know, a lot of people don't notice the sign. They go off on the deep end and they wonder, you know, why they say this or why they say that. You know, they used to tell them, before you open your mouth, count to 10. Really think about what you're going to say. And a lot of times my words get all tangle up. I'm trying to say one word and it come out another way. I don't mean to be wrong, you all, but y'all help me out because I had to had some help this morning on my prayer line on some words I was saying and I was pronouncing it wrong. It was spelled right, but I was saying it wrong. And I want to be corrected, because I don't know everything. That's why I tell you to bring your Bibles on Wednesday, because you never know what the topic is going to be. You never know why it might be something pinpoint that God had you to tune in and listen to today. So we give God the praise. I only did the program for 30 minutes today. And we give God the praise for each one of you all that came on today, that participated or just wanted to listen to the program, because we're here to help one another. We don't know it all. I don't care. We're not Einstein. We ain't that big a genius. We here help one to another. So I'm glad for you all that came in. But remember the things that I said. You might be facing baffled. You might be baffled on things you're going through. You might be crippled. You might be defeated. You might be disappointed, dissatisfied. You know, you might be going through all that. You might be confused. You're empty. You just don't know what to do. But the best thing for me to tell you to do is go to God in prayer. He's your teacher. He's your leader. He will guide you through every situation. It's not a situation that we are not facing, that we can't go to God in. So that's my scenario to tell you today. Read the scripture. Go to God. He may send you somebody, a human, that will help you out. But first of all, go to God, because he won't steer you wrong. So I want to thank each and every person that came to the broadcast today with our topic. And we're going to have another exciting topic next week. We're going to be praying on what God wants us to say to you next week. So tune in for next week for another exciting topic that we will bring on this show. And if it's something that y'all would like to talk about, please email me, joyandpeacecdc or joyandpeaceoutreach, and leave me the topic you would like to talk about, and we will bring it on and let you bring the topic, because we're here to be helpers one to another. So until next week, I want you all to be blessed. Have a wonderful and a blessed week. I love each one of you all. I don't have to know you name by name, city by city, or state by state. But like I've always said, going on 16 years, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. With y'all coming on, make this show the show that makes it possible for everyone around the world to tune in, even on the archive. So until next Wednesday, you all be blessed. I love you, and have wonderful and a blessed day in the Lord. Bye-bye. Well.